Ethiopian Prime Minister Meles Zenawi was a friend and ally to many in Washington. Under his rule, Ethiopia also became a strong ally of the United States, help fighting Islamist militants in Somalia. But last night, Zenawi died of complications after a long illness. He was 57. His death wasn't unexpected, but it is likely to cause a lot of concern, not least because of Ethiopia's strategic importance. Zenawi seized power in 1991 and was praised by many for his success in revitalizing Ethiopia's economy. But at the same time, he was criticized for his human rights record and for his failure to allow a full democracy to flourish in Ethiopia. David Shin was U.S. ambassador to Ethiopia between 1996 and 1999. Hi, David. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Noel.
David, what was it about Meles Zenawi that appealed to first President Clinton and then later Presidents Bush and Obama?
I think that Prime Minister Meles had a view of the region, particularly on issues dealing with counterterrorism, that were very similar to those of both the Bush administration and the Obama administration. And there was an enormous amount of collaboration by both governments in trying to deal with the issue in the area, which was also a threat, at least indirectly, to Ethiopia.
And I wonder, was Meles really concerned about the threat of militant Islam in Ethiopia, or was this a way of gaining favor with, of cuddling up a little bit to the United States, who could be a very powerful ally?
Well, a bit of both. Certainly, there was a desire to find ways to firm up relations with the United States, and this was one of them. At the same time, there have been periods in the last 15 or 20 years when there were threats from outside, coming initially from Sudan. Those have long since dissipated, and also more recently from Somalia itself. And not to mention that there are occasional concerns of much lesser magnitude within Ethiopia.
Meles Zenawi was not a man that many people knew very closely. At least that's the impression I get. You did meet him. What kind of guy was he?
You're quite right. Meles was not sort of open and friendly and backslapping. His demeanor was very much focused on the job, very professional. Very much let's get on with business, and that indeed was my impression of him too. I probably had at least 50 meetings with him over the years, and they were all highly professional and highly substantive. He didn't like to waste time bantering or chit-chatting. That was just not his his idea of a good time, and as a result, if anything, he exemplified a very, very high intelligence. He was an exceedingly bright person.
This morning, Liberia's Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, after he passed, called him the intellectual leader for the continent of Africa. I wonder, what did his peers across the continent think of him? Let's exclude for a moment some of his nearby neighbors, who we know he had various interactions with, some of them positive, some of them very negative through the years. How was he viewed on the continent?
I think every African leader who dealt with him respected his intellect, and for that reason, for example, he was named as the Africa representative for dealing with climate change, and he mastered the topic. He mastered just about every topic that he undertook. He was a particular specialist in the field of economics and obtained graduate degrees while prime minister in the field of economics from the Free University in London.
Wow.
And allegedly, according to one report anyway, obtained the highest score on the written exam that was ever given by that university, and the exam was graded anonymously, as I understand it. That may be apocryphal, I don't know, but I've heard that from people in good authority. And I think that's why he was respected. He obviously had areas that were of greater concern, like the pace of democratization, human rights, freedom of the press, and was criticized, and I think rightly so, for some of those policies. But in terms of his impact on the continent, it was enormous.
And what is Ethiopia's importance as a country right now, both in Africa and to the United States? How critical is that nation?
Well, first, it's the second most populous country in the African continent after Nigeria, about tied with Egypt. So it's just a big country. It's a poor country. It's a landlocked country. It's, in fact, the world's most populous landlocked country. It's not really something you want to be. But it's also centrally located in a very volatile region, the Horn of Africa. It borders now, I guess, six other nations, all of which have problems to varying degrees. And these problems all slop over across boundaries, either from Ethiopia out or from the other six countries in. So it has an impact upon regional security. I think this is perhaps the reason for greatest concern about its future.
Well, one of the things that also seems to be of great concern is that because he had such a tight grip, because Meles Zenawi had such a tight grip on power in Ethiopia, it was always a little bit unclear who was going to be his successor. Do we have any answers to that today? And is there concern about maybe a power vacuum in the Horn of Africa following his passing?
My guess is that since we now know that Meles has had this illness for an extended period of time, probably knew that he wasn't long for this world. If you look back now in retrospect at what he has done in the last several years, he has been moving younger people into leadership positions in his ruling government party. That includes Haile Mariam Desalegn, the deputy prime minister, who was recently named the temporary prime minister. I have no idea whether Haile Mariam will remain prime minister over an extended period of time, but I think this is all part of a succession process that Meles has been working on quietly behind the scenes for several years, unbeknownst to most of us. So I think there will be a peaceful succession. I think people are going to be surprised at how stable Ethiopia is going to be in the coming months.
Lastly, David, just a few seconds left. What's been the reaction? What do you expect the reaction to be in Ethiopia? Will people be mourning in droves for Meles Zenawi?
No, I don't think it's going to be a question of mourning. Meles was not a person who was loved. Mm. He was a person who was respected. And there will be a desire to respect him as the leader over the last 21 years and for being the leader who overthrew the previous Mengistu government. But he wasn't a greatly beloved figure. He wasn't really personable. He didn't mingle among the people. So it's going to be a quiet end, but I think a respectable end.
In death as he was in life, it sounds. David Shin was U.S. ambassador to Ethiopia between 1996 and 1999. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Noel.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.